The latest version of Team Foundation Server ships with several new features for managing Agile projects. The starting point is the project homepage, which shows basic overview data for your project, including progress on the current iteration. It also displays summary information for the project as tiles at the bottom of the screen. The product backlog is where you can prioritize and organize what you want to work on next. Prioritization on the backlog is simple. Just drag and drop the individual work items. You can also quickly and easily assign a backlog item to an upcoming iteration. Or open a backlog item to dig into the details. To add a new item onto the backlog, simply turn on the Add panel, then enter a title for the new backlog item. Notice that items are added at the current location on the backlog, but of course, it's easy to move them if necessary. It's also easy to switch your view to the current sprint. Team Foundation Server knows that this is the current iteration because each iteration in the system has a start and end date associated with it. The system also tracks progress on the current iteration with an up-to-date burndown chart. The planning view provides some capacity planning views to help your team plan and load balance work. The capacity is determined by the amount entered for each team member, which can easily be adjusted. Any changes made are immediately reflected in the capacity bars on the iterations content page. To add new tasks, simply click the plus icon below an item and complete the details of the task. When you add a new task, the capacity bars immediately adjust to give you a clear view of the work planned for the iteration. To look at the execution of the work for this iteration, switch over to the Board tab of the work page. This is the same list of work, only it's displayed visually as a task board. Each card on the screen represents work for someone on the team. You can quickly filter the list to see only one developer's work, and you can drag work items from state to state as necessary. You can even reassign work items right from the board. The burndown chart is clearly visible for the team to track progress, and updates are reflected in real time as changes are made. All the work shown here on the board shows up directly in your My Work pane in Visual Studio, making it easy to associate your changes with the tasks that you're working on.